And right now, I do believe we have a call in from Piedmont Tech. Yes, back from the cold, 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 into the cold right here. Becky McIntosh, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I feel like I'm back in Minnesota.
How cold was it in Minnesota, Becky?
Well, the day that we went skiing and I stayed in the lodge with the food and beverage, all the others, the younger crowd, went skiing. It was 12 degrees.
12 degrees.
And they skied from about 11:30 a.m. until 7 o'clock that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That is very impressive on their part.
Well, you know, they weren't cold because when you wear the right clothes, and you're moving when you're skiing. And I think I was chillier just walking around the lodge. But anyway, it was a great day.
Well, I know you had a fabulous trip. We talked about it. I know you were going to call us on the 2nd, before instant admissions, that was on the 2nd. But I think I did a pretty good job on that.
Well, you must have, because we had almost 100 people come by.
Wow.
It was. It was a great day. It was 90-plus. I don't know, it was 94 or 6 or something like that. Many people became registered that day. We gave the placement test ongoing all afternoon up as late as 5 o'clock. They could start the placement test and a lot of advising. So it was a great day.
Well, that's excellent. And I know that is such a help for people that are a little timid about getting out there and going back to school. Y'all make it so easy and put them in a position where they can get it all done in one day, so you didn't have to come back again.
That's right. That's right. And that's the value of the Instant Admissions Program. We started that, it'll be 2 years ago this coming May, and found it to be a good process for some. Others would rather, you know, come one day and take the placement test and come back another day and be advised, and that's fine. It was whatever suits each person best.
Sure.
But we did have a real good day that day. And our whole division, the Student Development Division or Student Services Division, our advisors, our counselors, our admissions staff, student records staff, the grant staff, all of them work together. And we kind of set it up a little differently than normal, where when this person walks in the door, we immediately review their file and record and kind of give them a map for the day of the different things that they can accomplish. So it ends up being a really good day.
That's excellent. But, you know, I was real interested because somebody is going to win tuition for the spring semester. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. That's a new initiative. And really, the reason that we're doing that, Anne, is what we have to offer is so valuable, so important. And sometimes people are hesitant about their decision, as you mentioned earlier, to come to college, and they might not do all the steps they need to do, and we want students to complete every step before the 15th. That means every piece of financial aid documentation has to be in. So as an incentive that all of our new applicants complete, you know, every step, dot every I, cross every T before classes start. When they do that, then their name will be included in this drawing.
And they will get, between $1,800 and a $2,000 value?
Mm-hmm, because that is the cost of tuition for 12 credits. Is somewhere between $1,800 and $2,000, depending on which county that you live in. So we didn't want to, you know, if it's a county that tuition is lower, we would not give them more than what they would be charged for one semester.
Okay, and now, let's see, it says here, you must be a registered new or readmit student. Now, what does that mean, Becky?
Well, we wanted, this incentive was to help those new students coming in, because there are many more steps to take in the beginning than there are after you're already a current student. We have, you know, 3,000 students that started here. Started sometime prior to this semester. When I look at our enrollment data, like right now, we have, as of this morning, I'm looking at a report, 3,996 students that have already registered, but they're returning students. They're not eligible to win this. This is to help our new students coming through the door that have decided, you know, to make this great decision and to change their lives and come to Piedmont Tech. It's an incentive for them to realize there are a few steps that they have to take. And if they do that by January 15th, then we will pull their name and put it into this drawing.
Wow. So somebody is going to be going to school for free for one semester.
Yes, yes. And actually, we want them to know, and that's what the, as we call the all the restrictions of the information, is that if a student is on, let's say they're on a full Pell Grant, that's wonderful. That's what our government's saying, that you know they've earned that opportunity to be on a full Pell Grant. What would happen is that we would pay their tuition, and then they would receive that Pell Grant in check form from the federal government.
Wow.
So it's not for someone to think, well, I get my tuition paid for anyway. No, we're gonna let them.
So they could keep the money.
They can keep the money, and that can help them with gas and help them, especially in a cold winter like this, help them with, you know, expenses, books,
sure.
Perhaps a laptop. A lot of our students want or need a laptop, and so this can be used for educational expenses.
Absolutely. Well, this is terrific. Now, you know, one of the things, since we're talking about money here, there certainly are a lot of ways. If somebody wants to go back to school, they should not let money be the thing that holds them back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pell Grant, which we just mentioned, that's federal money that does not have to be paid back. So the student is, you know, it's money that they can use for education only.
Right.
And then... or expenses while they're in school. And if they're not eligible for federal Pell Grant, they might get a partial Pell Grant, or then they become eligible for lottery tuition assistance, which pays about two-thirds. Right now, lottery tuition assistance pays for a full-time student 12 credits, $1,140.
Wow.
Yeah, so that means that the amount assessed to the student, if you live in Greenwood County and you're 12 credits, you only owe $710. Now, I don't know where else you can go to college, you know, for $710, but that's for the person that is not eligible for Pell, which means their economic situation is such that in the federal calculation, the family has the ability to pay for part of the education.
Sure. So there are so many ways, and the one thing we ought to mention about the lottery is the fact this is not just for young people.
Oh, absolutely not, right.
See, sometimes we think this is just stuff for young people, right?
No. There's one program, the Life Scholarship, that is for students who are coming to college for the first time, and they're from South Carolina, and their high school transcript, they have a 3.0 or higher. But all other programs are for anyone. It's great.
Absolutely. So whether you're young or old, you can get lottery assistance there. Well, Becky, I know, how do people go about applying? I mean, if they are met the requirements to get this $1,800 to $2,000 tuition voucher, how do they go about applying, and do they have to do anything?
They actually do not. We decided not to have an application or something that you have to fill out, like a form to say, you know, I'm registering for this opportunity. We are passing out this information, this flyer, to everyone that comes in as an incentive to say, as long as you have everything done by January 15th, we will look at our criteria and just use the database that says every new or readmit student that has completed all the steps, and that means you have, if you've applied for a loan, you have completed, it's your financial aid steps as well, not just admission steps. You've turned in all your paperwork, your documentation about your income. Once all of that's in, then we will use that as our pool that we will make the drawing from.
Okay. Now, how much longer do students have to apply for the new session that's coming up, and when does the new term start?
Okay, the classes start on the 15th,
okay.
Which is, I'm looking at February here, let me back up my calendar. The 15th is on a Wednesday. That's when classes start. Yesterday was actually the last day to apply for admission for the full term, but we still are getting applications every day online, and we accept them because we have a late term. It still considered spring semester credits still eligible for financial aid, and those classes begin on February 17th. There are fewer offerings available in the late term, but there are many offerings available in the late term. In other words, if someone just decides now, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Piedmont Tech. By saying the last day was yesterday, we're assuming that that applicant needs financial aid, and therefore that takes 10 days to get all that accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
If someone walks in the door today or tomorrow and said, I've made the decision, I'm going to go to Piedmont Tech, and they need some financial assistance, and they have a way to use our payment plan, which is a good payment plan. You have to pay 50% down. If they're eligible for lottery, which is means they're only going to cost $710, they use a payment plan. They only pay half of that down, and then they pay the other half a month from now. So it's limitless what they can do. And if someone does that, then they can start classes on the 15th.
Well, that's great.
Is that confusing?
A little bit, but I was going to suggest, why don't we give out your telephone number or the number over there where people can call and actually go through the process and find out, because it is such a good time to start doing something for the future. We all know that jobs are changing and how we're going to operate in the future is changing, and Piedmont Tech is on the cutting edge of all this.
We are. We love it. We're so excited. We look at literature all the time. We read national reports. We read trend data. And two-year college education, technical education, that's what's happening. That's what's going on all over, not just here, but in the West and the South and the North and everywhere of our country is two-year college and technical education. So we're right in the mix of it, and we love it.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, we are so fortunate to have all the different types of departments that are out there at Piedmont Tech right here in Greenwood. No traveling.
It's great. We were talking yesterday in a big meeting about the mechatronics program. We've got high school programs now that students are getting involved in mechatronics at that point. We have a new facility in Newberry County, but it's going into phase two already to set up a whole new area in mechatronics. And, of course, we have it in Greenwood. We have great facilities here in Greenwood. That's just one program, mechatronics, because it's a combination of electronics and engineering, and it's what industry needs. And it's state-of-the-art, and so the jobs are available. It's great.
No dirty clothes, huh?
Say that again?
I said no dirty clothes.
No.
You always used to think of those jobs as being dirty jobs, right?
Not at all. If people haven't been inside some of these new industrial plants, they're phenomenal. The air is clean, they're fresh. Everything in them is clean, and the product, the quality assurance that every product comes out to precision. It's just totally different than what we grew up with. That's for sure, Ann.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Becky McIntosh, how about a telephone number or two where people can call and get some more information, and where should they go on the web if they want to check it out on the web?
Go to the website, ptc.edu, click Prospective Students. Everything you need to know is right there, or call me, and I'm going to be in my office. I have very few meetings today. I will be right here, and I would love to get some calls. My line is 941-8358. The admissions office is busy. There's people coming in all day long. They were very busy yesterday. But I will answer my phone if you call right here, 941-8358.
Well, Becky McIntosh, we're glad that you made it back to South Carolina. I don't think when you came back to South Carolina, though, you thought you'd be reminiscing about the temperatures that you were in up there in Minnesota.
No, I didn't think I was, and I found them when I got here. My gosh, this is crazy. But, you know, the thing is, in the morning, go out and start your car about 15 minutes before you plan to leave.
Really,
that's
makes
all you
got to
remember. Makes a difference.
It does. Becky, thanks so much for calling
sure.
us.
Sure. It's good to talk to you, Anna.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Would you like to get some education, folks? Would you like to start doing something to change your future? I certainly hope so. And, you know, you can find all about it right out there at Piedmont Tech.